Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is Repentance Now.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus began to upbraid the cities where most of his mighty works had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you that it shall be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom than for you. What we notice first of all in this gospel is Jesus' anger and disappointment that his mighty works did not produce the desired repentance from the inhabitants of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. We know of some of those mighty works: the healing of the paralytic at the pool of Bethsaida, the healing of the centurion's servant, the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, the cure of the paralytic lower through the roof, the dramatic casting out of the evil spirit from the man in the city synagogue, which all happened in Capernaum. All of these mighty works, these miracles, were received with awe and amazement from those who witnessed them, and also, we imagine, from those who heard about them. So the question is, what went wrong? Why were their hearts not touched? Why were they not brought to repentance? A brutally blunt verse from the book of the prophet Jeremiah offers some insight here. The New American Bible is the version I am most familiar with. More torturous than anything is the human heart. Beyond remedy, who can understand it? But the New Revised Standard Version translation one packs more of a punch. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately corrupt. Who can understand it? Repentance demands conversion, that wrenching change of heart and mind that turns us upside down and inside out, and which, through God's grace, transforms that torturous, desperately corrupt heart to a clean heart. I suspect that this was a step that the inhabitants of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum could not and would not take. In refusing to let God's mighty works change their lives, they hardened their hearts and opted to just stay in their comfort zones until the Lord's uncomfortable day of judgment. Jesus has told us what happens to us when we do not acknowledge God's mighty works, and we have the example of the saints to tell us what happens when we do, such as Saint Kateri of Tekakwitha. And nobody did it better than the saint of saints, Mary in her Magnificat. The Lord who is mighty has done great things for me. Let us be humble like her, remembering, as today's gospel acclamation tells us, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.